I started writing poems very close to what I actually knew, though I say I make everything up. I live alone, I have no children, I have no parents. I just appeared. And then that sealed that circle began by itself almost to get wider. There were more people in it that I could love, I guess. And my heart got bigger. And so I like to go from that poem to this one. This is written from a photograph by Susan Mizellus from the book El Salvador. I'll read this and one more. This is called The Species. Early morning, the sea dark blue and violently marked. On the fresh-cut lawn, in the sour stacks of unraked grass, a bird I do not know. I get out the book and look back and forth to its little scored body. Marsh sparrow, seaside sparrow, sharp-tailed sparrow, it sings and it's a lark sparrow. The dark wonder of a new species touching my life. The way the men lay there stiff and dignified on the gritty soil. Somehow she looked loving. Being with my father at his death opened in me the knowledge of a new species, the corpses. She lay there stiff as if tied to a chair, her elbows bent and her knees bent, and there was no chair. You could not untie her. Her skin dusted all over with sand, with its tiny balls of hard light. They set her aside while they dug up the other nuns who had been raped, killed, buried. She lay on the edge of the bank, fragile and rigid, a different order of being the species ours turns into. And she looked like a leader of her kind, arms akimbo and legs cocked like some dreadful angel flying in place at the surface of the ground. Something in her brow and cheeks and open mouth gave her that look of power, of a god who could turn darkness to light, as if she would not turn it back on them. The deep internal tearing of her sex, their seed in it now stopped and hard, the sand in it, the dirt, as if she would not have her wounds appear in their bodies if she could. She is holding there with a harsh, brilliant humming as they bring up her sisters like babies out of the earth.